The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 26th Chapter, Text Number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 13th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Personality of Godhead, Kapila continued, "My dear Mother, now I shall describe unto you the different categories of the Absolute Truth, knowing which any person can be released from the influence of the modes of material nature."
Atati samprokshami tatyanam lakshanam prithak yad viditya vimocheta purusha prakitai gunai. This is the disease. This is called material disease. One is infected by the prakita gun. The prakita gun, gun means quality, modes. So, prakita means this material, prakriti. And spiritual means aprakita. There are different stages of knowledge. Pratyakha, parakha, aparakha, adukhaja, aprakita. One has to go step by step. General knowledge means pratyakha, whatever we perceive by the senses. That is called pratyakha. And the knowledge which we receive from authorities, that is parakha. Then aparakha, realization. Then adhokhaja. Adhokhaja means knowledge which is beyond your perception. But there is source of knowledge, adhokhaja. Therefore, God's another name is adhokhaja. Adha. Adha means subduing, bringing under subjugation. Adhakrita akhaja. Akhaja means the knowledge directly perceived by the senses. Akha means eyes, and akha means or to cure. So, any knowledge within the alphabet, ABCD, that is called akhaja. And the knowledge which is beyond that, that is called adhokhaja. And beyond the adhokhaja knowledge, there is aprakita knowledge. So, the prakita gunai, so long we are in this material world, infected by the material qualities, satagun, rajagun, tamagun, that is prakita life, not aprakita. You have to go step by step. So, our Krishna consciousness movement is adhokhaja, far beyond this prakita knowledge, prakita guna. The highest position of prakita or material life is the standard of brahminical qualification. But that is also prakrit. That is not aprakrit. That is also not the Brahma realization. Brahma janati iti brahmana. That is also the highest stage of prakrita. Glimpse of the light. But one has to become free from the prakita environment. prakita gunai. Our present position is we are infected by the prakita guna. Some of them are infected by the satogun, some of them are infected by the rajogun, some of them are infected by tamogun. So long one is infected by the tamogun and rajogun, his position is very abominable. Rajastama. One has to become at least on the satogun, the brahminical qualification. Then spiritual knowledge can be realized. Prakita gunai. So Kapildev proposes to his mother. Kapildev is Bhagavan. We have explained several times. Bhaga means opulence and Bhan means one who possesses. So what is that opulence? Aishajya, richness. Aishajyasya samakrasya. One who is possessed, one who has in his possession all the wealth. All the wealth. We have several times explained this. Nobody can claim except Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nobody can claim that all the wealth within this universe belongs to me. Nobody can say. But Krishna can say. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram jagatavasam sarvaloko maheswaram. I am the proprietor of all the lokas, of all the planets. We become proprietor a few thousands of years, and there are so many difficulties. And he is the proprietor of the whole universe. That is also very little estimation, because Krishna says, Athava bahunaitena kingyatena tavarjuna vishtabhya aham idam krishnam ekamsena sthitu. Krishna said that by my one plenary portion I am possessing or controlling the innumerable universes. We have no information of one universe. Universe, that is also we cannot estimate, but the innumerable universes are estimated to give us some glimpse of knowledge in the Brahma Sanghita. Jasyaika nishyasita kalama thavanamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanatha Vishnur mahansa hiyajasya kalavisesu govindamadi purisam tamam. There is one feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is called Mahavishnu. That Mahavishnu, that is the origin of this material creation. So Mahavishnu is in the sleeping condition. So in sleeping condition, with the breathing, universes are coming. And and when it is inhaled, the whole universe is annihilated, dissolved. So, this is only one portion. There are many evidences. So you cannot claim to become Bhagavan so cheaply. Bhagavan is a different thing. One who is devotee of Bhagavan, he knows something about Bhagavan. And the other rascals, they claim Bhagavan, simply ludicrous. Only the rascals can accept another rascal as Bhagavan. It is not so easy. Jasyaika nishyasita kalama thavalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanatha Vishnur mahanasa yajasya kalavisesa Govindamadi Purusam Tamam. So that Bhagavan is speaking. Kapildev is that Bhagavan. Therefore, he says that Athate Sam Pravaksami. Sam means Sammak. Sammak means complete. Unless one has got complete knowledge, how he can say things complete? It is not the so-called scientist. Perhaps it may be, no, not that kind of knowledge. Simply theorizing, it may be like that. No, there is no question of maybe. Exact knowledge. Exact knowledge. That is called Vedic knowledge. Just like in the Padma Purana, we can understand the calculation of the species of life. It is said, Jalaja Namalakhani, Stavara Lakhaminsati. There are aquatic living entities, 9 lakhs forms. How many you have seen? Neither it is possible for you to go within the water and see how many different forms of fishes and aquatics are there. But in the Shastra it is said, Jalaja Navalakhani, it doesn't say about Navalak, about 9 lakhs, or more or less, no. Exact. Jalaja Navalakhani, Sabra Lakhavinsati. Sabra means those plants and trees which cannot move. 2 millions, Lakhavinsati, or 20 lakhs. So, that is Vedic knowledge. You get the exact knowledge. Therefore, Vedic knowledge is called apaurasya. It is not spoken by ordinary human being, by speculation. It may be, perhaps. No, it is not that. That is Bhagavan. Whatever we will say, exact. That is Vedic knowledge. Therefore, it is safer to take knowledge from Bhagavan, especially the knowledge of Bhagavan. Bhagavan is not so cheap thing. If you want to know Bhagavan, if you do not be so fool to accept another fool as Bhagavan, then you have to hear about Bhagavan. That is the process. Therefore, the basic instruction is to get perfect knowledge, you have to approach a person who is guru, tad vijnanartham sa guru meva abhigacche. And who is guru? Guru means representative of Bhagavan. Sakshad haritrina samasta shastri ruktastatha bhavataiva sadvi. Guru, because the real guru, he is representative of Krishna, Sakshadhari. Sakshadhari tena samasta shastra. In all scriptures, it is described that guru is as good as Bhagavan. And means he knows from the right source. Therefore, he may be, not maybe exactly, but as good. Sakshadharitim. Why? Kintu prabhurja priya eva tasya. Guru is servant, servant God. The master God and the servant God. Krishna is the master God. And Guru is the servant God. Although he is respected as Krishna, still, kintu prabhurja priya eva tasya. He does not claim that I have become Krishna. No. He is very dear to Krishna. Kintu prabhurja priya. Priya means dear. Why he is so dear? because he preaches the master's message. That's what is fear. If he preaches his own message, manufactured, then he is not guru. He is not guru. He is deceit. That now there are so many rascals, they say like that, that Krishna was Bhagavan. That is past now. He is dead and gone. Now I am Krishna. There are many rascals, they say like that. But these rascals are accepted by other rascals. God is never dead. God, how he can get there? Even the ordinary living being, he is not dead. Na jayate na mriyate. Even we, living entities, never die or never born. How the Supreme Lord can be dead or born? That is not the fact. So therefore, if we discuss Bhagavan, there are so many things to be understood about Bhagavan. Aishadyasya samagrasya bidyasya jasasya sriya jnana-vairagya-scaiva sarayati bhagangana. One who possesses the full opulence of richness, one who possesses all the powers, all the influence, all beauty, all knowledge, all renunciation, that is Bhagavan. You haven't got to think very seriously. You take the formula given in the Vedas, that is perfect knowledge. You understand everything. Therefore, the intelligent men, they follow the Vedic injunction. Then the knowledge is perfect. It is already there. So Bhagavan Uvacha. And Bhagavan is speaking. Athatte sampravakshami tattanam of the truth, lakshanam, characteristic. Everyone has to understand anything by the characteristic. Just like in the chemical laboratory, if you send something for chemical analysis just to see whether it is pure, so they have got in their authorized books, pharmacopoeia, the characteristics. The soda bica, its characteristics is like this, its taste is like this, it is formed like this, granules or powder, so many things. They analyze. And when the characteristics are corroborated, then they accept, yes, it is this. Similarly, you have to accept God from the characteristics by analysis. Not that any rascal comes and says, I am Bhagavan. But you must know how to analyze Bhagavan. That is there in the Shastra. This word Bhagavan is used not loosely. It has got meaning, characteristics. Just like Krishna said, when he was present, he said, matta parataram nanya. Nobody is superior than me. He proved it. So long Krishna was on the planet, he proved it. That no more superior. Even from ordinary life, as grihastha, Krishna was grihastha, householder. Now, he married 16,108 wives. So, who has got this potency? To marry 16,000? One, it is very difficult to maintain one wife. One lady in America, he had a grown-up son. So I asked her, why don't you get your son married? No, I have no objection. He can maintain a wife. I have no objection. Then I understood that it is very difficult to maintain a wife here. And actually it is difficult. So, even from material point of view, Krishna, as far as we can calculate, we cannot conceive even at the present moment to maintain more than one wife or two wives. But he was maintaining 16,000 wives, 16,108. But because we have no conception of God, we take it, this is all fictitious. God, when God gives His reality, identification, and it is recorded in the Shastra, not by any lower class writer, but like Vyasadeva. And we take it fictitious. Just see our position. Vyasadeva has bothered his brain to write something fictitious. Just see how low-grade persons we are. Don't believe writing of Bhagavad. Or sometimes we say, no, this was not written by Vyasadeva, it is interpolation. If it is interpolation, then why the acharyas have accepted? They are also fools. Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya, Vishnu Swami, they have made commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam and they have mentioned, they have accepted, yes, Krishna had 16,000 wives. So Vyasadeva has written and the acharyas have accepted. Then I have become such a great scholar that I say it is fictitious. And we have to believe these rascals. So don't go to rascal. If you want real knowledge, take it from Bhagavan, Bhagavan Upas. Then your knowledge is perfect. That is our process. We have taken Bhagavad Gita as it is, and we are preaching. We don't preach anything else which Bhagavan does not say. Bhagavan says, Manmana Bhagavan Bhakta Madhyaji Mangala. We are kind messing, my dear sir. You just become a devotee of Krishna. You always think of Krishna. Krishna says, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakta. We say, you just think of Krishna, the same thing. There is no change. We do not interpret in a way, this Manmana means this and Mad Bhakta means that. No, we don't do that. We present as it is. Therefore, if Krishna sees that one is presenting my message as I have given, then he is pleased. Therefore, it is said, Kintu Prabhurja Priya Eva Tasya. He has become very dear because he do not nonsensically, he does not nonsensically change the meaning, that this means that, this meaning that. Why? When Krishna has said, that is everything perfect, why should I change it? That is Guru. Priya, suppose if you say something and if somebody takes it as it is and behaves like that, then you become pleased. And if you say to your son or to your servant something and he misunderstands and talks something else, then he becomes angry. You know, what this nonsense has understood. Similarly, a guru does not change the word of Krishna. Therefore he is called Bhagavan, servant Bhagavan. Krishna is the master Bhagavan, master God, and the guru who is serving Krishna sincerely, he is the servant God. Therefore, Shastra says, Sakshadharitena samastha shastrai ruttastatha bhavata eva sarvi. In the morning also, these boys, they sing Nartam Das Thakur. Arana koriya mane as. If you have got a pure, bona fide guru, then whatever he says, you do it. You don't think of anything else. Arna kariya amane as. Lava. That is all. So, we have to receive knowledge from Bhagavan or from a person who is servant of Bhagavan, not that another imitation Bhagavan. Then you will spoil your life. That is not helping. Bhagavan says, Athatte samprabhukshami. Sam means sammak, in full. Full knowledge, not partial. Athatte samprabhukshami. Pra means prakrishta rupe. Bhakshami. Bhakshami means I shall speak. Tattana. Tattana. Tattva is one. Absolute truth. It cannot be two. But there are different phases of understanding the absolute truth. Therefore, here it is plural number. Tattana. Tattva is one. That is explained in another place. Vadanti tattva vidas tattyam jajjyanam advayam. Although tattva is realized in different phases, three phases. Brahmeti, paramatmeti, bhagavan iti sabit. Brahma, impersonal feature. Brahmeti, paramatma, localized feature. Ishara, sarvabhutanam, riddhi, se, arjuna, tishtati. That is paramatma. Annantarastham, paramanu, chayantarastham. Ekapasaurachayatam jagadanna koti jachati rasti jagadanna chayajadantam annantarastham paramanu chayantarastham govindamadi purusam tamam. Govinda is within the atom, paramatma. So that is another feature, all pervading. And another feature is impersonal, jyoti. And the original feature is Bhagavan. Therefore Krishna says, Matta Parataram Danna. Finish. When you have come to this platform to understand Bhagavan, then your knowledge is perfect. Vedaishta Sarvai Ahameva Vedam. That is perfect knowledge. If you do not understand what is Bhagavan, then your knowledge is imperfect. You have to learn again for many, many births. Then you will come to the point of understanding what is Krishna. Bhavanam janmanavanti jnanavan manga prabhadati. Vasudeva sarvamiti samatma. When you will understand tattva, the Krishna is the original. And the paramatma is secondary. And the Brahma, impersonal, is the third status. So, therefore, even if you are in Brahma status, you are not still aprakrit. You are aparaksha. Aparaksha status, not even adhokhaya. As I told you, there are different stages of knowledge. So the Brahma Gyan is Parakha Gyan. Pratyakha Parakha. Aparakha. And the spiritual planets, Vaikuntha knowledge, that is Adhokhaja. And the knowledge about Krishna and his planet, Golok Vrindavan, that is Aprakita. So we have to transcend from this prakita status of life. It is very, very high grade status of prakita. Of prakita status. Prakita koriya mane Vishnu kale bor aparadha nahi ar ihar upo. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Then any rascal who thinks that the body of Krishna or Vishnu is prakita, material. This is the greatest offense. The Mayavadi philosophers, they think like that. that the Absolute Truth, impersonal, but when he comes in form, he accepts the material body. This is the greatest offense. Aparadha nahi ar iharu. Therefore they cannot understand what is God, because they are aparadhi. Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, mayavadi hoy krishne aparadhi. The mayavadis, they are offenders to Krishna. Therefore they cannot understand Krishna. Offenders. Krishna is not exposed to the offenders. Nāhaṁ prakāsa sarvasya yoga māyā samāpi. So the mayavadis, they cannot see Krishna. They cannot understand Krishna. They'll avoid Krishna. They'll speak so many things of spiritual knowledge, but avoid Krishna's figure, Krishna's form. It is maya. It is maya. But it is not maya. That is the original form. Abhijananti māgamūrā mānasin tanuvāsa. Because Krishna has got the form, exactly the dibhuj muralidha, two hands with flute. That is Krishna's original form. Vinum kannantam aravinda dalayataksam varahavatam samasitam vidasundarangam kandarpakotikamaniya visesa sogam Govindamadipurusam tamam. So, we have to understand Bhagavan and we have to hear from him, and he is speaking perfectly in the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and if you take it, jadviditva, if you are fortunate enough to understand the words of Krishna and Kapil Dev, then the result will be vimocheta, immediately become liberated. If you are fortunate enough, if you are intelligent enough to understand the words of Kapil Dev or Krishna or Rishabdev, there are so many incarnations, then purusha prakritaigma, vimucheta. Vimucheta means become free, uncontaminated. What is that contamination? Prakritaigma. This material infection, that I am Brahmana, I am Kshatriya, I am Vaishya, I am Shudra, I am American, I am Indian, and this and that, these are all prakita. Prakita, material qualification. Even if you are perfect Brahmin, that is also material qualification. But in the platform of pure Brahmin, you can have the chance of understanding the aprakita, adhokkhaya. Therefore, you have to become brahmana, qualified brahmana. Then there is chance. So in this age, it is very difficult to become exactly a Vedic brahmana. That is very, very difficult, because everyone has become Shudra. Kalau Shudra Sambhava. In the Kali Yuga, you cannot find out exactly a qualified Brahman. Very rare. Therefore, Vaidik Brahman is not possible. It is our movement, Krishna consciousness movement, is creating Pancharatriki Vidhi. Pancharatriki Vidhi Brahman means there is no evidence or there is no certainty whether one is a brahmana or son of brahman, because so many things are lacking. But if he has got little taste for Krishna understanding, he should be encouraged. That is pancharatri. Just like if there is little fire, you fan it, and it will come out a big blazing fire. So this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to do that. It is easier, because in the Shastra it is said by Sukadeva Goswami that there is one opportunity. My dear King Parikshit, I have described to you about the faulty nature of this Kali Yuga. But there is a very good opportunity for the people, fallen, conditioned soul of this Kali Yuga. What is that? Na kalau dosa nidhe rajan asti jiko mahan guna. In the Kali Yuga, it is like the ocean of fault. So, but still there is one very good opportunity. What is that? If you chant Hare Krishna, you become liberated and go back to home, back to God. Thank you very much.